how ignorant I was. He warned me. I had so much more to lose. I want to die. It's the only way to stop the pain. Months ago, on a hellishly long night in a grotto beneath the burn, I wanted to die too, but it wasn't the same. Malouche was going to torture me to death, and dying was the only chance I had of denying him that twisted pleasure. My death had been inevitable. I saw little point in drawing it out. I'd been wrong. I'd given up hope and nearly died because of it. I would have died if not for Jericho Barons. He's the one who taught me those words. That simple adage is master of every situation, every choice. Each morning we wake up, we get to choose between hope and fear and apply one of those emotions to everything we do. Do we greet the things that come our way with joy or suspicion? Hope strengthens. Not once did I permit myself to feel any hope about the person lying face down in a pool of blood. Not once did I use it to strengthen our bond. I let the onus of our relationship rest on broader shoulders. Fear, suspicion, mistrust drove my every action. And now it's too late to take any of it back. I stop screaming and begin to laugh.